So talk a little bit about what you do now, since you kind of came shoreside.
I came shoreside in October of 1998 as a port captain. Mm-hmm. I was a captain on a boat, you know, running all the rivers, and they brought me in shoreside here. So started out with that. I mean, learning to learn people, you know, was the biggest challenge, I guess you might say, because you got so many different behaviors out there, and everybody's different. And you think the friends that you had be the easiest to work with, but they turned out to be the hardest, you know, because they're always ones wanting something. But no, and I did. I came shoreside and was very fortunate to do that. It learned me a lot. Like I said, one thing is about people, but then the other part of it too was to help manage that, to help manage the cost, right, you know, and the training that people have to have. You know, I mean, today's world, I mean, you got to have it. I went into the as a port captain, like I say, in 98, and then 2010 I relocated again. I moved up to senior port captain, and then went into regulatory stuff, such as doing licensing for our mariners here. And I don't care, even if it's a deckhand wanting to go get his trainee license for the first time, I help them, you know. And I do that, renewals, even first time for an engineer's license or a renewal, whatever they have, I do all that. I help the guys with there to get prepared for all the exams that they have, you got to do your applications and things, you know how it goes, but I help with all that and notify the schools that they'll be attending, mm-hmm, you know, and we'll make sure that they get done on the right, I mean, get the right training, you know, go to the right place. They get their license here, they come back. I mean, some of them are lucky enough to get into a program, you know, but at one time companies can usually only stand up, like steersman, to train somebody in the wheelhouse. I mean, like us, we keep eight going in the Gulf at all times, and then we keep six up here. So, you know, that's about the limit, because you got to think, you have to put them with other licensed mariners. And today's world versus the old school, you know, like as I used to, you know, you didn't have to do anything. But today, this guy, this first time license, has to be with a licensed mariner that holds a master's license. So, and he has to sign off on him. They call it he's a designated examiner.
Okay.
A DE, and he's the one that has to sign off on this new hire trainee, you know, in order to complete his TOAR. And his TOAR is a towing officer assessment record. He has to complete that before he can ever go up to his next set of license. Mm. So it's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
As when I grew up, you know, I mean, things kind of fell in place. It took some trust and some time and stuff like that. But yeah, all I had to do was just go get my license, and boom, I were done. But these guys have to earn it now.
Yeah, how did that change so much in just a couple decades?
Accidents is for one thing.
Yeah.
You know, and anytime you go to the meetings and stuff, I mean, such as merchant mariner meetings, you know, it could be about licensing, you know, licensing for all of our towboat pilots, captains, engineers, or whatever. It's 100% due to public safety on why all these rules and regs come out and to us. But that is a lot of it, you know, and you know, we are the transportation department too, so that's where it kind of falls. Mm-hmm. But I've even attended up in Maryland, just even 2 years ago. The doctors that are in the room, it was 15 of them, they're the ones that do your examination on your license and stuff, and they are the ones that says either you'll get renewed, get your license, or you won't.
Right.
You will not. They have control over that. And this way, they're monitoring whether this guy's a first-time license, you know, of what he's doing, and then this TOAR that's been signed off on by a master license captain or pilot.
Yeah.
They monitor that. They can tell what he's done and what he's lacking on, but he has to be 100% complete before he goes to that next phase.
Mm-hmm.
Another